Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I got to tell you, you know, Connecticut does some amazing things with automobiles. Of course, we've got Lime Rock up there in the northwestern part of the state, up in Salisbury. Amazing place, one of the best tracks in the country. And some of the car shows are just sick. Some of the things we do here in Connecticut with car shows are amazing. And probably one of the biggest shows that happens anywhere, even anywhere in the country, I would venture to say, comes along in August, and that's the benefit, the Special Olympics. And that's, you know, the Dream Ride, okay? So now you've got the Dream Ride. Then you've got the Dream Cruise, which is cool. And now they have the Dream Car Show, which is all part of the Dream Experience for Special Olympics. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of cars, some of the most incredible cars in the world worth millions of dollars. And Dean Cassano, my buddy, I've mentioned him before, has got motor cars over there in the Plainville Farmington line, the Jag guy. Well, Dean knows more about cars. He's got all the connections, got all the big shots, right? He does this show. It is a mind blower. So the other day we're talking, he goes, "Have you met Jay Creel?" I said, "What?" He goes, "Jay Creel, this guy is incredible." It's going on and on and on about this young entrepreneur, Jay Creel, and that's our next guest. And he is about to break all the rules and all the, in a good way. Let's just take anything you've ever heard about car shows, crumple it up and throw it out the window, except, of course, Dean's. But this is right on par with the kind of work that Dean's been doing. It's called the Ignition Speed Festival. It's going to be coming up in June. And all I can say is it involves Foxwoods. It involves the entire downtown area of Norwich. It's just crazy. But so when Dean told me about Jay, I said, I got to connect. So Jay's on the line with us right now. And let's say good morning to Jay Creel, if he can just pull over to the side of the track for a minute. What are you out there riding around in your cart this morning, Jay, or what?
Well, good morning, sir. I hope you're doing well. And interestingly enough, I'm going to be on the road probably much of the day. I've got a few events to attend, and I was up in Brockton, Mass. last night attending an event as well. So you're pretty close, but you caught me at the early morning as I'm preparing for the day and the travel.
Well, Jay, I thank you for spending a couple of minutes with us. And it is so cool. You know, when we were speaking the other day and talking about your passion, and, you know, I grew up in radio, and that's why I'm in radio. My dad and your dad really had a lot to do with the early autocross experience here in Connecticut. And you grew up in the world of auto racing. So tell us a little bit about your own history here in Connecticut as far as growing up in that world of being on the track.
Oh my gosh. So I was pretty much born into road racing. My father was involved in SCCA all of my life. My dad started an autocross group here in Connecticut that started in 1972 that is still running today and is actually part of the Ignition Speed Festival this year here in 2021. But going all the way back, I can remember my dad tells these stories all the time when we talk to people about carrying me in a backpack at Lime Rock at some of the big races. And, you know, I was fortunate enough to grow up in what a lot of people would call the heyday of road racing. There was a lot of factory support at the time. All of the mottos were, you know, race on Sunday, sell on Monday. The cars that were being raced at the road racing circuits around the United States were all the cars that you'd see on the road during the week. And I was fortunate enough to be a part of that with my father and experience a lot of the excitement around that. I know when we were speaking the other day, we talked a little bit about a very iconic man here from Connecticut, Paul Newman. I had been around Paul Newman a lot in my lifetime because my father raced in the same classification with Paul. Well, they ran in the same run group most of the time. They were in different classes periodically because Paul kept continuing to move along into different groups. But, you know, I look back and I had the opportunity to kind of spend a little time with him when I was 11 years old. You know, obviously it was just one of those things as a kid, as a little starstruck. But in 1979, Paul Newman raced a very iconic 280ZX for Bob Sharp Racing, which was based out of Wilton, Connecticut. And if I'm not mistaken, I think that car sold last year for $7 million. Oh. So it's an iconic car. I have artwork and photographs of that car from that era at my house. And then I was fortunate enough over all of those years to sort of keep in touch and keep tabs on what he was doing. And I was actually at Lime Rock Racing myself, which is really interesting when you think about it, when he was there with Barbara Walters doing a 2020 episode just before his last race. So he was probably, 82, I think, somewhere right around that time frame. And, you know, as he got into the later years of racing, the number on the side of his car was reflective of his current age. But he was a tremendous guy, very inspirational in motor racing, through the 70s and 80s and even 90s, for goodness sake. So I was fortunate enough to be a part of that, and it's been a part of my life and my blood my whole life. And I'm thankful for my dad for exposing me to that.
You know, Jay, it's just so awesome, you know, and you and I were talking quite a bit over the last week or so about some of the things that you've done. But, you know, when you were talking about the Paul Newman connection and how passionate he was about racing, like you and your dad were, and then, you know, to go off and start doing things, he was such an amazing entrepreneur and a great philanthropist when it came to, you know, raising money for different charities. And, of course, Newman's Own and Hole in the Wall and all that stuff has gone through the ceiling. But now I understand you've had that bit of a twist in your life. And when you and I first spoke, you said, well, we've got this for pancreatic cancer, then we're doing this for Special Olympics, then you're all over the place, and you're also doing a full-time job that you manage to do from time to time. But so tell us about the Ignition Speed Festival that's coming up and the charity that's going to benefit, or charities. What's happening with this event that's coming up in June?
Yeah, so we're really fortunate to have been able to put together a really unique event. And you mentioned one of my heroes at the very outset of the segment here, which is Dean Cassano from Motor Cars Incorporated. He's been very instrumental in my life, and he has exposed me to cause-related activities several years ago. And he, to this day, will say, "You're hooked, aren't you?" You know, it gets inside of you, and all you want to do is continue to promote that. And so the Ignition Speed Festival is two things, basically. First and foremost, it is designed to provide awareness around a couple of different charities. I work very closely currently with the Pancreatic Cancer Action Network, and that was born because my very dear friend Chris and his wife, her father is afflicted with pancreatic cancer currently. And this is a very personal story to me because of my relationship with Chris and Pam. And so we want to do what we can to help raise awareness. The folks at PanCan are tremendous people, and we're very fortunate to be able to work with them. And during the development of the 2021 Ignition Speed Festival, which is actually in its second year, it would be three, but COVID obviously put us back a year. But so we're in year two, and I had a fortunate phone call from a gentleman by the name of Bruce Lee. His son was named Andrew, and he started a foundation. So Andrew started the foundation called Driven to Cure, which is to help people with kidney cancer. Andrew was 19 years old. He passed away 2 years ago this week on April 21st. And he has an orange Nissan GTR, which is this beautiful, beautiful car. It's been to all kinds of major shows, including SEMA, which is a specialty aftermarket show in Las Vegas, probably one of the largest in the United States. And we've been fortunate enough to bring Driven to Cure on board. I have a long-standing relationship with Special Olympics, as you know. I do a kart race in October with the athlete participation, so the teams each have an athlete assigned, and it's very important for the athletes to complete challenges and to help drive their team to victory. So Ignition Speed Festival is basically an extension of kart race, and we've added pancreatic cancer as well as Driven to Cure into our charity lineup for 2021.
Well, you know, it's really interesting because, you know, I was talking to, I connected with Rodney Butler. Of course, everybody knows Rodney from out there at Foxwoods. And your name comes up and you say, Rodney goes, "Oh, man, are you kidding me? Jay's great." And you guys are talking about all these things for charity and talking about, you know, the Monza thing with the kart racing. And it's, I didn't know about this whole kart racing thing out of Foxwoods, too. I mean, that whole part of the state, you're pretty much going to be taking over when you have this Ignition Speed Festival. So now you've got the kart racing at Foxwoods, and, of course, there's going to be all kinds of events to go along with that, including a big kickoff at the Hard Rock over there, all kinds of cool things. And then you've got you got Norwich involved. What are you doing in that area of the state? It's like 2 or 3 days. Is that what you're doing, Jay?
Yes, so the Ignition Speed Festival is essentially a grassroots motorsports celebration. And it is all founded and started with Monza World Class Karting and then back to the kart race, which is for Special Olympics. And so because of my experience and my passion for motorsports, they said, boy, let's bring all of these different genres together. Let's incorporate car show. Let's incorporate kart racing. Let's incorporate autocross, and let's incorporate pro drift. And so we brought all of these pieces together. And then to add to the element, we decided we'd throw in a 13 truck food truck festival as well. So we may as well, if we're going to be doing some high speed activities, we may as well throw in some of the best food trucks in the state to help bolster the event. But Norwich, the Sea of Norwich has been tremendous. My relationship with Foxwoods and Rodney, of course, opened up this opportunity. There is an area and a location in Norwich that Foxwoods owns that they haven't been using for several years. And as we developed the Ignition Speed Festival, we started to realize that the size of this event was growing at a fairly rapid rate. And so Foxwoods said, what do you think about using this location? And so I went and took a look at it. I met with many of the city officials of Norwich who are wonderful people. I'm so grateful to be working with them. And when I looked at the location, I said, this is it. This is the spot for the Ignition Speed Festival. It is a great location. It's easy to get to, and it allows us a lot of growth over the next couple of years to build the event. You know, obviously, with COVID just now starting to release some of the restrictions here in the state, you know, we're being mindful of that because our event is literally 1 month after the governor's new restrictions, reduction in the restrictions. So, it gives us an opportunity to grow. And so thanks to the folks at Foxwoods and Rodney and the city of Norwich, we're able to hold this event here in 2021.
It's like so far over the top. It's insane. You sent me some great information. I'm looking at these cars. You got to check it out, folks. This is going to be a mind blower. It's going to be happening in June, and it's. But you got to start looking into it now because if you're going to want to be part of it, you're going to want to go to it. You're going to be looking for tickets. You're going to be. This is going to be one of the biggest things that's ever happened in this state as far as any kind of auto show goes, any kind of race goes. It's the Ignition Speed Festival. It's with Foxwoods, and it's with Norwich, and it's with Jay Creel and Dean Cassano's out there, everybody, all these guys are coming together, and it's all about raising money for charity, too. So at the end of the day, I mean, really, Jay, the way you carry on for, you know, your whole entrepreneurial spirit like your dad and living in the world of motorsports, but giving it all back and giving it back to the cause, which is what this is all about. So, Jay, if people want to find out more, I'm going to have to get out of here myself right now. So if people want to find out more, if you got Facebook, you got website, how do we get people to find out more about the Ignition Speed Festival?
Oh, my gosh. So we have a lot of social media opportunities. First and foremost, you can start at ignitionspeedfestival.com. That will be the main page for most and all of your information. But we are on Facebook. We also are on Instagram. So everything is under the name Ignition Speed Festival. And I just wanted it to be known here, Steve, that I'm going to be challenging you to an autocross challenge here at the Ignition Speed Festival. So we're bringing my Spec Miata there. And I think we should have some fun on the autocross course.
Not a problem. I got not appreciated, Jay. And I got the little remote thing in my kitchen I'm going to be driving. All right. God bless you, man. I got to jump out here. Thank you so much. And hope.